Have you ever walked into a room and it just feels, well, wrong? Like you're squinting to read, maybe? Or that great piece of art you hung up is just kind of lost in the shadows?
Yeah, I know that feeling. Or maybe you've moved furniture around and suddenly the main light is like completely in the wrong spot.
Exactly. And you think about lamps, maybe recessed lights, but have you really looked at those tracks on the ceiling? The ones with the little adjustable lights?
Track lighting.
Right.
It's funny. It's a solution a lot of people maybe don't fully consider, or they have this kind of outdated picture of it in their heads.
Totally. And that's exactly what we're going to get into today. We've pulled together some really interesting info that outlines, well, basically all the cool things track lighting can do. Homes, businesses, you name it.
Okay.
Our mission here really is just to give you a clear picture of why track lighting might be that, you know, super flexible lighting fix you didn't know you needed. We're hoping for a few aha moments about adaptability and design potential.
It's interesting because right away it shifts how you even think about lighting a space. You know, traditional lights are so static.
Yeah.
You put up a fixture and that's pretty much where the light stays and what it does. Track lighting just it blows that whole idea wide open.
Okay, so let's dive into that. Unparalleled flexibility and adaptability. That's how one source put it. The main thing seems to be you can just slide the lights, add more, take some away, anywhere on that track.
Right.
It feels like your lighting can actually change with your room, with your style. And the big bonus, no need to call an electrician for every little tweak.
Precisely. Think about how often things do change. You set up a reading nook, then maybe a year later, it's, I don't know, a spot for the kids' toys. Track lighting lets you just shift the focus, point the light where you need it now. It directly tackles that problem of fixed, immovable lights.
And it's not just moving them along the track, is it? The actual light heads themselves, they pivot and tilt. You can aim them pretty precisely.
Oh, absolutely. You can swivel them, angle them up or down.
Yeah.
Basically point that beam exactly where you want it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, highlighting that specific brushstroke on a painting or getting light right onto your keyboard or cutting board.
That's the directional lighting aspect then. It's more than just seeing, it's about how you see things, making textures pop or, like you said, focusing on a task.
Exactly. It makes a huge difference for artwork, bringing out details, but it's practical too. Think about kitchen counters. You need good, focused light there for safety, for actually seeing what you're chopping.
Okay, this is where I started getting really intrigued. You're not stuck with just one kind of light on the track, right? You can mix things up.
Spotlights for a tight beam.
Yeah.
Floodlights for a wider wash. You can even hang pendants from some tracks.
Pendants too. Wow. So that opens up, what's it called? Layered lighting.
Layered lighting, exactly. It's just using different kinds of light together. You know, some general ambient light, some focused task light, and then accent light to highlight things. Track lighting makes achieving all those layers with one system pretty straightforward.
And I read something about multi-circuit tracks.
Yeah.
For people who want even more control.
Yeah. Three-phase or multi-circuit tracks, they let you control different groups of lights on the same track separately. So you could have, say, one set dimmed down and another set brighter.
Okay, that sounds fancy, like creating different moods. But give me a real-world example. Why would I, as a homeowner, really want separate circuits on one track day to day?
Okay, good question. Imagine your dining room. Maybe you've got art on the wall and the table in the middle.
Right.
With multiple circuits, you could have maybe softer light just over the table while you eat. Then, later, you could turn those down or off and turn up brighter, more focused lights specifically on the artwork.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Or maybe for movie night, you dim most lights way down but keep a soft wash on, say, a sculpture in the corner just for atmosphere. Get different scenes from the same track.
Okay. Function aside for a sec. How does it look? Because I think some people still picture that, you know, kind of clunky track lighting from decades ago.
Oh, it's come a long way. Today's systems are often really sleek, very modern looking. They can actually fit into a lot of different styles.
They're not just ultra modern spaces.
No, not at all. You can find fixtures that work with industrial looks, minimalist, even a sort of modern farmhouse vibe if you choose the right finish and fixture style. And the track itself can sometimes act like an architectural element, adding a clean line.
And I thought this was smart. If you don't want the track to stand out, you can get them in colors that just blend right into the ceiling.
Exactly. White track on a white ceiling, for instance. It can almost disappear, so your eye goes straight to the light and what it's lighting up, not the hardware.
So you can either make a statement with it or have it be really unobtrusive.
Right. Depends on your goal. Matte black, brushed nickel, white. The track finish itself adds to the look.
Okay, let's connect that look back to the function. We talked about art. It seems like track lighting is kind of the king of accent lighting, yeah. Creating those focal points.
Definitely. It's incredibly precise for that. You can pick out a single vase, a collection on a shelf, or maybe an interesting bit of stonework on a fireplace. Think about like a hallway. Instead of just one dim overhead, you could use track lights to wash the walls or highlight a series of photos down the length of it. Changes the whole feel.
Totally transforms it. And okay, for practical spots, kitchens, home offices, places where you're actually doing things, task lighting.
It's a workhorse there. Positioning those beams right over your main work surface, whether it's a chopping board or a desk, it cuts down on shadows dramatically.
Which is huge. I mentioned squinting to read earlier. Sounds like a well-placed track head could have totally fixed that.
Yeah, that focus light makes tasks easier, safer, just more comfortable. Especially in kitchens, like we said, fewer shadows when you're working with knives is always good.
It's always a plus. I also saw something about wall washing. What's that about?
Ah, yeah. That's where you aim the track lights, usually floodlights, to cast a smooth, even layer of light across a whole wall surface.
And what does that do for the room?
It tends to make the room feel bigger, more open. Plus, it really highlights the texture or color of that wall. It's a great technique, especially maybe in smaller rooms or rooms without a lot of natural light.
Interesting. And circling back to flexibility, if you do that wall washing, but then later decide to put a big bookcase there.
You just readjust the lights or move them. Aim them somewhere else. Again, no rewiring needed just because you changed the room layout. That is a massive, massive benefit over fixed lights.
Okay, it's sounding pretty great, but let's get practical. What about energy use and cost?
Good points. Most modern track systems are designed specifically for LED fixtures, and LEDs are, well, incredibly energy efficient.
Right. They use way less electricity than the old incandescent bulb.
Exactly. Up to 75% less, sometimes more. That translates directly to lower energy bills. Plus, LEDs last so much longer. You're not changing bulbs constantly.
And I guess because you're aiming the light just where you need it, you're not wasting energy lighting up empty corners.
That's part of it, too. More efficient use of the light itself. And the installation. Sometimes it can actually be less expensive.
How so?
Well, you typically only need one main electrical junction box to power the whole track, even if you have five or six lights on it. Wiring one track can be simpler and maybe cheaper than wiring five or six separate recessed lights, for example.
Okay. One connection point for multiple lights. That makes sense. And low maintenance, because the LEDs last forever.
Pretty much. Very infrequent replacements needed, which saves time and hassle too.
So where are we actually seeing this used? It feels like it could go almost anywhere.
It really can. In homes, definitely living rooms, kitchens, studies. It's fantastic for displaying art, like we've said.
And outside the home.
Oh, huge in commercial spaces. Retail stores love it for highlighting products and changing displays easily. Art galleries, museums essential for them. Restaurants use it for ambiance control. Offices for task lighting over desks or in meeting rooms. Showrooms. Anywhere you need adaptable, focused light.
Okay, one other place mentioned was rooms with really high ceilings. How does track lighting help there?
Well, instead of having a single light source way, way up high that might not really reach down effectively.
Yeah, the light gets lost.
Right. With track lighting, you can have multiple fixtures along the track, maybe even using pendants or extensions, to bring the actual light sources down closer to where people are, where the activity is happening. It just delivers the light much more effectively in those tall spaces.
Makes sense. Okay, so it sounds amazing, but we should probably touch on, you know, the potential downsides or things to consider. It can't be perfect for every single situation.
True. Nothing is. One thing is the initial cost. Buying the track, the connectors, and all the individual light fixtures.
No.
It can definitely add up to more upfront than, say, one standard ceiling fixture.
Okay, so budget is a consideration. It's an investment in that flexibility, but it might cost more to start.
Exactly. It's something to weigh.
What else?
Well, sometimes track lighting alone, especially if you're using mostly spotlights, might not give you enough soft overall ambient light for the whole room.
So it's great for the focus stuff, but maybe not enough general fill light?
Potentially. You might need to supplement it. Combine it with other lights, floor lamps, maybe some recess cans to get a really well-rounded lighting scheme. It excels at task and accent, but maybe needs help with the overall ambient layer sometimes.
Okay, that's fair. Think of it as part of a system, maybe?
Precisely.
And the look. We said it's sleek, but could it ever look busy?
I suppose in a very, very minimalist space, if the track itself isn't integrated really carefully, some might find it adds a bit of visual complexity compared to, say, hidden recess lights.
So it's about choosing the right style and placement for your specific aesthetic.
Yeah, it's not really a flaw of track lighting itself, just something to think about in the context of your overall design. Does it fit? Does it enhance? Or does it feel tacked on?
Gotcha. Okay, so let's just quickly wrap up the big wins here. We've got incredible flexibility, moving, adding, aiming lights,
The targeted illumination for tasks and accents.
whole range of looks from
Yeah.
subtle to statement pieces,
Energy efficiency with LEDs, definitely.
and just usefulness in so many different places. Homes, businesses, high
Yeah,
ceilings.
when you put it all together,
Right.
it's a system that can really grow and change with the space like few other lighting types can.
So for everyone listening, think about those spots in your own space, that dark corner, the kitchen counter that's always in shadow, that wall you want to feature. Could track lighting be the solution you haven't really considered? Just take a second and picture where that kind of adaptable, controllable light could make a real difference for you.
Which leads to maybe a final thought to chew on. Could rethinking your lighting using tracks actually unlock a whole new vibe, a new level of usefulness and style in your space? What spots, maybe ones you haven't even thought about lighting properly before, could really shine, literally, with that kind of targeted control? Might be worth exploring the options out there now that you know a bit more about what's possible.